people are not treating this like a this shit just sucks for everyone kind of deal. People are treating this like a why can't black people be more mad at him, basically. But it's weirdly not really like much of a racial issue because there was no racial animus in the incident. It was spastic and impulsive. It didn't really reflect a thought process, you know? I think the BBC already has apologized, but them. They did this on purpose, you know? The BBC is 100%. The BBC is the only entity here that had agency and still f***ed it up. We here at the BAFTA Awards, and we are, in fact, BAFTing.
Gilroy and I are delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making.
It's so awkward. Legitimately, nightmare scenario. Was it really the N-word? No, it was the N-word. Yeah, hard R. The guy has Tourette's. He was one. Wasn't he the subject of a film? He's not even like a random guy. Like he's done a documentary on it or something. Yeah, no, but he's got Tourette's and he said the N-word, which is obviously extremely funny. Super awkward. I feel bad for everyone. I feel like 100% bad for the guy with Tourette's, 95% bad for both these dudes, because like, how the fuck do you, how do you follow through? It's all I'm saying is nightmare scenario for the guy with Tourette's. Can you imagine? Genuinely, just like try to be sympathetic for a second. Can you fucking imagine? Like, it's got your whole life. You've got to be thinking like, well, that's the worst case scenario possible. I'd kill myself. Yeah, you'd bite down on the cyanide tablet in the back here. The point of the film was how Tourette's is involuntary and people should show some leniency. Yeah, it's literally a disability. I don't know what you want. The speech center in your brain is cooked a little bit, you know? It's a little bit, it's not like you're making a choice or whatever. It's just the worst case scenario. It's basically like if a person has a disease that makes them shit themselves sometimes, and then one day they shit themselves in the public pool. It's like for some reason, the BBC let that air, even though they have the ability to mute or censor stuff. This was not live. They have the ability to censor stuff. I have no idea why they didn't cut this. If anything, like I feel like the reason they didn't was because they were trying to cynically boost views to the event, because they knew there would be a lot of discourse. They censored somebody saying Free Palestine. Yeah. Somebody said Free Palestine, like into the mic, and they cut that. Because you can do that with, you can cut TV feeds before they go live. There's a buffer period. They can censor, but they didn't censor this. That's like, really? You know why they didn't censor it? Don't be disingenuous, lol. Why are you fake posting? This isn't Twitter. This is a live stream. What are you talking about? I think the reason they didn't censor it is because they wanted to like disingenuously boost viewership and buzz about the show by having discourse there. But they didn't want the discourse to be about Free Palestine because like the BBC is completely captured by Zionist interests. So instead they wanted it to be this, you know? It worked then, lol. It did work then, lol, actually. Yeah, I do feel really bad for the guy. Immediately, a bunch of, I'm not going to sugarcoat it because I don't feed you bullshit. I don't care. I would say it with any other group. A bunch of like ostensibly progressive but largely reactionary black people took to Twitter to make arguments about how Tourette's is a fake condition and how like black people get to decide how mad they want to be about this or whatever. As if, and it's crazy to say this about a guy saying the N-word at a film conference, not really like about race. You know what I mean? It's Tourette's. It doesn't. You're rolling the dice on that. You know what I mean? It's not like there's not really any racial discourse to be had here. Like, obviously, it's insanely embarrassing. Do people not know what Tourette's is? Apparently not. A lot of people seem not to, which is insane. And I blame the DNC for this. And pardon me for ulting for a moment. I blame the DNC for this because the DNC weaponized the out of disingenuous black-led id poll for 20 years, basically, peaking in like first Trump term, where the cudgel of sit down when a black person is talking was deployed against literally like anything and everything. You was like BuzzFeed article style hit pieces, takedowns of every progressive. I remember the Bernie bro craze. I remember what Elizabeth Warren did. I'm a veteran of the 2000 so-and-so meme wars. I'm not going to silence myself. Anyway, no, unfortunately, like two decades of that culture has produced an insane, I don't know what you want to call it, disposition a lot of black people have, I guess, in relationship to that discourse. It's crazy. So you get race war shit every time there's a disagreement. And now there's a bunch of people, even some left accounts, which like is insane, who are doing the whole like, well, that's not real Tourette's. This is just racism thing. It's all woke one's fault. 100%. They're all Biden diehards. Which one? That Maoist account, the Black Red Guard guy? retweeted a tweet that said, "Say the N-word in front of me and I'll show you a real involuntary spasm," or something. Which, again, like, I get the bit or whatever, but it's literally Tourette's. I mean, like, we're not, this isn't a dog whistle. We're not, like, disingenuously fronting for any, or this isn't like a free speech thing or a bad fit. This is a guy with Tourette's. I don't know what you want. Like, you really, that's the bit? Like, you would punch a guy with Tourette's? I don't, what are we doing here, you know? You don't get to please help black people react to racism. Also, John Davidson is racist. That's the guy. And his Tourette's is not an excuse. F*** him. Very woke. Very woke. So if a black man with Tourette's yelled white bitch whenever a white woman was in their sight, that would be received pretty empathetically, right? No problems. People would love this. I don't know why we're pretending they wouldn't love this. This would be hilarious. What are you talking about? People would love, are you kidding me? It's just by having the connection mentally. I have had the N-word as a Tourette's tick, and I do not mean it, would not say it otherwise. Why would you have that connection mentally? Where did you get the knowledge or know how to make that connection in your mind? Where and how did you gain access to this linguistic tool of oppression? Are you trying to imply I willed myself to learn the N-word out of sheer racism? I love the race war. I love the, it, this is like, it's the lowest stakes race war imaginable. I think it's delightful. I can't help it. I'm sorry. The main, like, high profile sentiment that I saw, Jamie Foxx, who my understanding is he's a piece of shit. I don't know all the drama, whatever. Out of all the words you could have said, Tourette's makes you say that? Nah, he meant that shit. Unacceptable. And then from somebody else, that is not a tick, he meant that. Nobody knows how Tourette's works. Nobody seems to know how it actually works. It's very stupid, you know? What do you mean your Tourette's made you say the N-word? Are you really it's not as though Tourette's is a condition that makes you, like, sometimes say the literal worst thing you could say in a situation. Like, your brain says, oh, it'd be bad if I said that, and then your mouth says that. Yeah, if I had Tourette's, I would just say free Palestine really loud. The dude literally said F*** the queen while accepting honor from the queen. Is that true? Did he really? Yeah, that's true. That's so funny. It was in the movie, getting an honor. Was he being knighted by the queen? And he, like, the sword touched his shoulder. It's like, queen, you know, was she actually meant that one? It does kind of reaffirm the fact that the nature of the condition is that it makes you say the worst thing, right? Like, that's the point. To black guys on stage, and you're thinking, like, damn, the worst shit that could happen right now would be for me to yell the N-word. Jesus. Maybe people with Tourette's that bad should, like, wear a muzzle. No, that's ableist. I shouldn't. Oh! What if they wore one of those awful pup masks? You know, those ugly, disgusting... I'm sorry, I'm alienating my queer audience right now. I really don't like them, you know? Wait, fursuit head. Hold on. Might be worse than that. Irregardless of how Tourette's works. That's not a word. I'm just helping you with this one. Regardless conveys the sentiment. Why is it on black people to manage their reactions to being slurred publicly? Oh, I'll take you in good faith. It's always everyone's responsibility. So first of all, only two guys got called the N-word, not all black people. We're talking about a specific incident. So when you say black, you're implying, like, the race got called the N-word in this specific instance, which isn't what, I mean, it was one person, right? Saying something at an award show. Secondly, it's always everyone's responsibility to manage their reactions to everything. Third, I don't think it's really appropriate to say that they got, like, slurred publicly, because that really implies intent, and Tourette's just doesn't have intent behind, you know what I mean? So obviously, if he, like, deliberately shouted the N-word at a award show with two black guys upstage, that would be insane, but, like, he would be lambasted by every corner of civilized society. They would be torn apart, and, like, well, yeah, of course, right? Like, obviously, you know, that'd be insane. But if it's completely involuntary, I feel like referring to it as slurred sort of blurs the line a little bit, you know? I mostly agree, but are you not a consequentialist? That's not how that works. The consequential negative impact of a racial slur is not the sound waves that hit your ear. It's the social sentiment behind it. It's not a magical spell. He didn't cast, like, race nujutsu and fire a Sharingan at the stage, obliterating the two black men. If that was the case, then maybe we could talk manslaughter charges, but that's not... I mean, even when you kill a person, manslaughter, self-defense, irrelevant. Wizard with Tourette's would suck. Wizard with Tourette's would suck, man. Holy shit. That would be awful. Oh my God. Rangvash, the two men on stage, any other black person in the audience who had to hear it? That's not how language really works. I'm sorry. That's like he did not call every black person watching the BAFTA Awards the N-word. He shouted it because of Tourette's. in the audience, which really sucks. But like, I don't know, like, what are we even talking about here? Intent? He did it two more times that night. Does he have a condition? What's the point being made? He still had the condition. Regardless of the intent, why not a simple public apology and explanation? Well, I think he doesn't owe anyone an explanation because everyone already has the explanation, right? Like, the fact that Tourette's was the, like, this was immediately a part of the thing. Like, you know what I mean? It would, like, it seems to me like the explanation is unnecessary because that was already a feature of the discourse. Why would he need to say it? As for an apology, I guess so. I don't know. Kind of seems like a humiliation ritual. He's by far the most negatively affected person here, you know? Like, I feel bad for them on stage because, you know, they got interrupted. Their flow got impeded. I understand that. That really sucks. This is like a nightmare scenario for him. You got to have some empathy for him, right? I don't know. Like, what would he apologize for, I guess? I'm sorry my disability. I'm sorry for being alive. I don't know. It does suck. People are not treating this like a this shit just sucks for everyone kind of deal. People are treating this like a why can't black people be more mad at him, basically. There's a lot of, I just like a racializing discourse, but it's weirdly not really like much of a racial issue because there was no racial animus in the incident. It was spastic and impulsive. It didn't really reflect a thought process, you know? I think the reason black people are so defensive is because we're generally used to being told there is an excuse for the upsetting behavior directed towards us as a group. Sure. Look, I agree. Okay, so there is an angle here. If you're worried about the idea of white racists now just saying the N-word and then being like, oh, I have Tourette's, one thing. For one, I guarantee you this is not going to happen much in the real world. Because much for the same reason that trans people don't transition just to kick ass in high school sports, most people will probably not fake having Tourette's. Like, look at how much heat a guy with actual Tourette's is getting for this incident, you know? Like, if you, a random person going into a Popeyes and, like, going, you know, oh, sorry, guys, I've got Tourette's. I've got, you know, I can't help it, you know? Like, this is, what are we gaining from this? Maybe, like, a viral clip and a couple missing teeth? I don't think it's going to be that much of an issue. And for the people who wanted to say the N-word online, you can already do that. I don't know. I just don't think you're making it better by actually drawing the line on this, you know? I feel like I've noticed a lot of accounts cynically using this to defend the use of slurs broadly. Can I be honest? Can I be real? We already knew those people were racist, but when you do the black idpol stuff on Tourette's, you make it easier for them to do that. White racists have an easier time galvanizing people when there's discourse that involves a bunch of black people being really unreasonable about a guy with a disability. Like you're doing two things. For one, you're giving people a legitimate reason to disagree with the majority or perceived majority black opinion on the issue, and that's not great for the broader culture war. That's infighting shit, you know. Solidarity, whatever. And then two, you are making it clear that this gets under your skin. I feel like all you can really do here is shrug it off, right? Also important to blame the editors for airing this? Yes, yeah. Like, I think the BBC already has apologized, but them. They did this on purpose, you know? The BBC is 100%. The BBC is the only entity here that had agency and still fed it up, you know? He already apologized? Oh, yeah, I mean, I didn't say he already did because I didn't know, but it makes sense that he would, because what else would he do, right? Like, I agree he didn't intend to call them the N-word, but I think people are making the point that the guy's instinctual reaction to seeing black people is to think of the N-word. No, yeah, no shit. The N-word's a slur for black people. It's not a slur for white people. Well, yeah, of course. If the logic of the Tourette's is that you impulsively say, like, the worst thing or whatever, then yeah, of course you'd say that with black people. Are you blaming him for having any kind of mental link between black people and the N-word? Because the N-word's literally a slur for black... That's a strong cultural association between those words. You know what I mean? It's not... You don't have to be racist to think that. It's a negative term for black people, you know? Should have said the F slur. That would have been woke. Genuine question, why don't people think of cracker when they see a white boy but think the N-word for black? I don't know about you. I think cracker every time I see a white person. And when I look in the mirror. What do you mean? Like, they're both slurs for the different racial groups. It's just like, obviously, cracker's not that big of a deal. And the N-word is like the worst word in the English language. So I feel like there's kind of a, I don't know, a power scaling problem here, right? But also, like, what do you mean? Do you know for a fact that this guy doesn't say, like, other shit? Like, what, like, the F slur or whatever? He might not say cracker because no one takes it seriously, so it's never really that bad to say it. The whole thing with the Tourette's is that it's like the impulse to say the worst thing, right? So like, in what situation is shouting cracker that bad? You could probably, no matter the situation, the N-word's probably the worst word you can say. You know what I mean? It's difficult to find a situation where that wouldn't be like the your ultimate card. Slap that one on the table. Bro, it ain't about the worst word. I mean, it is though. It's the impulsive mental logic of like, what's the worst thing that I could say right now? Everyone has those thoughts. Your thoughts aren't just an active single train. They're like a hazy cloud of best case scenario, worst case scenario, what I can't do, what I can do. Your brain is always forming like a 3D shape of what the situation you're in is and what is happening there and what can happen there, you know? A lot of like really, like your brain's doing a lot of stuff at any point in time. And a part of that is to an extent, right? Like they call it intrusive thoughts. A part of that is like, what can't I do right now? Like you're in a crowd of people and your brain is like, I could football tackle this pregnant woman in front of me. You don't do it and you don't want to, but your brain is like, you do have free will. You could do that and you don't, you know? It's like that, what's that one? It's not a Wojak, it's that one image. Everyone's used it, right? The impulsive when he threw the baby, but he didn't, you know what I mean? I could totally beat up this toddler. That shit is true. I just feel it'd be unreasonable to tell black people to essentially get over the public use of the slur. I think that you're framing things really like disingenuously. Telling black people to get over the public use of the slur. It was a Tourette spasm, not like a use. You're still implying intent. And also, I'm not telling black people. I'm just saying what's correct. I mean, whether or not the people who are wrong are black is irrelevant to me, I guess. Though a lot of them are definitely taking like a bad side on this, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of people who are doing race war shit and they're like, well, Tourette's is fake. That's wrong. I mean, you can't, it's, I'm not gonna, genuine question, pardon me, but like in the actual incident, not the broader social media discourse. Why are you mad? It was Tourette's. I get it. Like, it's really awkward. I get that. But like, what is the feeling of injustice directed towards? You know what I mean? I don't understand where that goes, I guess. It just seems to me like a really unfortunate situation. I'm responding to the public discourse rather than the actual incident, but the public discourse was started by a bunch of black people being mad at him, which is the issue, right? Like if a bunch of black people were like, damn, that shit really sucks, then I certainly wouldn't have anything to say about that. I completely agree with that. But if the sentiment, you know, was like what Jamie Foxx said, you know, like, oh, that wasn't real Tourette's, that was fake Tourette's, he was being racist, then I mean, in that environment, yeah, that's ableist. I don't know, gotta call that out. Because I'm black and would prefer not to hear the N-word in my face. That's crazy, man. He would have preferred to have not said it. Your language implies intent. It's not like a magic spell, you know? It's unfortunate. He's got a disability. I don't know, like, what are we talking about? Do you think I'm defending the right for people to run up to you and use it consciously? Where are we, like, because your language implies that I am, and I think that's really disingenuous. The N-word's still the N-word, the usage of it alone is re-traumatizing. That's unfortunate, that's your problem. Your trauma's your problem. I don't really understand. There's no intent behind the hearing the N-word from him because of a Tourette's tick. Was like thinking you heard the N-word from the screeching of like a car brake, you know, like the pitch of the car brake. It's like, oh my God, was that the N-word? Did the universe throw that one at me? Like there's no intent behind it. I don't really understand. You heard like a crow mimicking. I don't know. It's like, again, I'm not saying it's not unfortunate. I don't know. I know I already agree with that. I'm just saying black people can feel bad about it still. They can feel bad about it like in the abstract, but if they're saying that this guy's a racist piece of shit, they're wrong. Like their negative feelings about it do not give them infinite leeway to say incorrect bad stuff about other people, right? Okay, Vosh, but that's what I mean. A few elevated black people said some ableist stuff. Now there's a general narrative being formed that black people need to go to the N-word. No. I can't get, you're wrapping so much shit into this, okay? For one, I haven't seen that shit. For two, obviously that's bad. For three, the way you keep using language with intent in it makes me think that you're being disingenuous here, okay? This is about the reaction to this event. We're not talking about the meta conversation, you know? We're just talking about this event and people reacting to it, and that's that, you know? If there's a broader conversation being had where some white racists are saying like, see, now we can use the N-word, buddy, they already wanted to, and also they're wrong. But we're not talking about that. They're not Mossad agents in chat today. We don't have to fight. We don't have to fight the race war. The race war is canceled. But Tourette's is the cute thing where you whistle and clap, then quirk your neck, not bad things like this. I do think that a lot of people get a little bit too quirk-chungus about mental illness. Like people have this weird incongruence where they'll be like, mental illness can't make you do bad things, but it can make you kill yourself. You know what I mean? No, the chatter is joking. I'm responding to a joke from the chatter. But there is a lot of weird, you know what I mean? Like a double weird double standard there. People, well, mental illness couldn't make you do this bad thing, but like we know, like sometimes people kill themselves, right? That's, I don't know, that seems more extreme to me than saying the N-word. Maybe that's me being racist. Maybe saying the N-word is worse than killing yourself. I don't think so, but you know, I'm sure there's an argument to be made. Maybe. You describe Tourette's as impulses to say the worst thing. Well, sometimes there are different kinds of Tourette's, but that's the kind that guy has, right? So the one with Tourette's therefore recognizes it's a bad thing to say. Well, actually, that's a good question. Would a very racist person with that kind of Tourette's then express it differently? Would a really racist guy at the BAFTA Film Festival been like, "We are all brothers under Christ"? Racist skin deep. And he would have been like really embarrassed. All of his like Klan friends at home would have been like, "What the dude, you're making us look so bad." Who knows? A lot of fascinating stuff out there, you know? Imagine an actual racist with Tourette shouting, "I love black people and Jews" at a Klan meeting. Yeah, really. What an embarrassing situation. Oof. Speaking of racism, did you see this? Oh my God. Can we cap off the race war discourse? The editors, slap this on at the end, okay? Oh my God.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than you. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to act all there if you got 940.
He's talking to a largely black audience.
But literally a 960 SAT guy. I cannot, you've never seen me read a speech because I cannot read a speech.
All I'm saying is that if Tallarico did this, if he was speaking to like a black Baptist church and he was like, "Listen, I'm just like you, I can't read." He's just like me. He's speaking to me.
This may be the wrong business to be in.
You're not afraid to go into red states.
Okay, it's incredibly funny. Incredibly funny. Not is it relevant? No, it's just, you know, it's not Gavin's fault he has Tourette's. That's true. Manichini, you won't link it again, but you will ask me again. What a curious hypocrisy. Anyway, I hope we're okay. Can I end on a point here, okay? This is, to me, it's like a woke one versus woke two. And listen, okay? I feel like black people get unfairly targeted for a lot of this discourse because basically every black American is a Democrat, which means that on some issues they fall ostensibly liberal. Or I guess I should say, almost every black American is going to be nominally anti-racist, whereas there are lots of white and Latin people and Asian people who don't really care at the very least, or they wouldn't identify as that. So whenever you talk about like the ideological and electoral tendencies of black Americans, they get a lot of flack by virtue of being a conservative demographic within the Democratic Party, but also obviously being like completely ostracized from the Republican demographic. That being said, if Republicans were as racially distributed between if black people were as racially distributed between Republicans and Democrats as white people were, I mean, I think that a lot of these tendencies would get called out more cleanly. Look at how negative people are towards Republican Latinos, like Cubans in Miami and stuff, you know? People don't really think there's that much racial animus. We know they're a Hitlerite group of people. It's not because of their race. It's just, you know, circumstances conspire. I feel like for a long time, we have done progressivism the wrong way. We've ignored the intersectional argument. We've done it in a very like ham-fisted, talk down to you kind of browbeating sort of way, because that's beneficial to the people in power. In an Idpol way, sure. You know where I recognize that behavior most? In Zionists. Zionists talk similarly to the way that socially reactionary black people do, in the sense that they're weaponizing the same dialect, and that dialect comes, to my mind, directly from the DNC, or at the very least from people associated with them. This browbeating, like, well, listen up. We're not going to take this anymore from you. You're in the wrong. It's not really like a back and forth argument. It's more like an imposition, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of people who aren't black feel really uncomfortable calling that out. They call it out with Zionism now because, like, again, Israel's doing a genocide, right? It's pretty easy to take a stance against that. At least I would like to believe that it is. But people have a hard time directing that against Black people because obviously Black people are like super racially oppressed. So you don't want to get on the wrong line. And there's also a really unfortunate tendency for like anytime a Black person does something stupid and you're like, that's stupid, Adolf Hitler underscore 1488 underscore cunny lover on Twitter shows up and they're like, damn right, they sure are dumb, huh? And you're like, they're always trying to take advantage of any perceived schism within progressive people. Yeah, they're not affiliated with me. You know what I mean? It's really tough. Unfortunately, something does have to be done about it, okay? There is a synchronicity in this argument. Again, the clearest line in recent memory was with Mamdani, right? Because the arguments that people made against him with regards to both Zionism and Black acceptance were one and the same. Right? Zionists and Black people both made different versions of the same basic kind of argument, which is this unsubstantiated assertion that they have in some way violated the community, like they aren't standing with them, and that they're due to some like nebulous lack of progressivism, calling him an Islamist or calling him racist, you know, not really founded in anything that he's done or said, more like just like you're not standing with the in-group. But the in-group in those cases were largely reactionary ones. In the primary, Black voters did shift towards Cuomo, though they did shift back to Mamdani in the general because they tend to vote Democrat over independent, right? Thank goodness for that. Likewise with, you know, the Zionist rhetoric against him. Just something we have to look out for. Leave you alone. I agree the man deserves empathy. My thoughts with a generous sentiment. Should Black people socially excuse all uses of the N-word if the person saying them has a disability related to their speech, or is this limited to Tourette's? I don't know of any speech-related disabilities that make you have a verbal tic like that apart from that specific kind of Tourette's. I guess, like, if a this is a very, very rare condition. Like, yeah, if a person has that very rare condition, they say the N-word, I guess it's just not really, yeah, you should ignore it. Like, you should get over it, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's not... They're more the victim than you are, buddy, okay? I promise you, a non-racist person shouting out the N-word at a public function and watching everybody turn towards them is suffering more than any Black person who had to hear that. I guarantee easily, by like 7 orders of magnitude, okay? That sucks. Lots of people say a person's Alzheimer's or memory issues make them racist again. I think that Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff like that can affect the brain in a wide variety of ways. The difference, though, is that even if their brain is addled, they're still making choices within the framework of their consciousness, whereas Tourette's is a literal tic. But, like, if a person with dementia is racist to you, you probably have better things to do than to get mad at them, right? Like, if there's some feeble old man, I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on the situation. If you're, like, in public and some 80-year-old guy is being a piece of shit to you, like, I don't know, you can... I mean, don't like kill him with a punch or whatever, but it's like, you know, their brain is melting. I don't know. Now, if they're a congressman, yeah, maybe that's different. It's just, I don't know. This seems so marginal, right? Is racism in America really being advanced by the impulses of like mentally addled white people? Probably not. It's probably more like a structural thing, you know? It's more like a policy thing, I think, in a lot of cases. I get what you mean. I can understand like a version of that argument being like, go, so like the idea of your white friend's grandpa was racist to you, and then your white friend was like, come on, man, he's got dementia, he doesn't know what he's saying. I could see that being frustrating, yeah. I don't really think that's the same as Tourette's, but I understand like the animus there, you know? Mentally addled white people are just called Republicans. That's true. That's true. That's facts.